Going back to the issues of when to light, I want to talk about two specific scenarios which this issue comes up. One is Erev Shabbos, which we spoke about a little bit, also Motzei Shabbos. The Erev Shabbos, so the proper time to light is before, a person cannot light before Plaga Mincha, and there's different ways to calculate Plaga Mincha, whatever you follow, but it has to remain lit till a half an hour after Tzitzit HaKavim, again, based however you're annoyed to calculate Tzitzit HaKavim. There's a halacha that of kafsa zok ein zok glo. The Mora says if you light the nerus and you lit them with the proper amount of fuel and the wicks were the proper type of wicks which could last and it wasn't the windy place which is going to make it go out and it happened to go out, you're not mechuyav to relight it. However, the situation with regards to Erev Shabbos, if it goes out, preferably a person should relight it without a bracha, a person should relight the nerus that they should be lit. Before Shabbos. Now that only applies if that's what the person has not been mekabel Shabbos yet. So depending on what time a person cannot light, and even before that, if a person was mekabel Shabbos already. So if the husband went to shul already and the wife already lit the neiros and she's mekabel Shabbos, you cannot relight it. Motzi Shabbos. So we obviously cannot light while it's still Shabbos. You have to wait till after Shabbos to light. So we have a conflict regards to what to do. Before Maariv, we don't like before Maariv. Wait till after Maariv. We now have the mitzvah of Havdalah and the mitzvah of Halakas Neiros. So what do we do? So in the shul, the minhag is that we light the Pesumei Nisa, so the mitzvah of Pesumei Nisa takes precedence, and we light the Neiros Chanukah before we say Havdalah. At home, it's Machlokes what the proper order is, whether the order should be Halakas Neiros and then Havdalah or vice versa. And the Mishabura says that either way you do, you have what the Stanley, he does not come to any final decision on that. The Aruch HaShulchan says that the minig is to do Havdalah first. Minig is to do Havdalah first, and then Halakas Neiros Chanukah afterwards. But again, if a person does the other way, it's acceptable. Either way is acceptable in that situation, because you're lighting already, it's ready after the time of Benish Moshe, so it only has to last for 1.5 hour. It has to last for at least 1.5 hour. One last point, there's a thought from the Brisker Rav, he's with Aiken and the Rambam, that the Gemara says that the main time that the neighbor should last is the time Ashtekel Regalim and Ashuk, when people are still outside, able to publicize. So he says, once upon a time, they didn't have illumination in the streets, and it was dark outside. When once it got very dark, people stopped walking in the streets. So Tekel Regalim and Ashuk was what the Gemara says, it was a half an hour after Sesek HaKavim. Nowadays, because of the fact that we have illumination on the streets, etc., we have people are out in the street till much later. So that should, number one, allow us to light so much later. But number two, it should turn around that the halach is that you have to have enough fuel to last for that whole period of time. And that fuel has to be in there when the time is that you light. So if you live on a street which people are in the street till 9 o'clock at night, according to the Brisker Rav's understanding, you have to put enough fuel in there to last. You're lighting at 5:15. There has to be enough fuel in there when you light to last till 9 o'clock at night. Otherwise, you wouldn't be yotzei, which is a very big chumrah. It's not accepted halacha l'maisa, but it is a concept to be aware of that a person should try and light it in such a way, with such a volume that it should be able to last to continue with mefaris and the nais till the time where it would be no longer relevant to be light for the people in the street. Have a good morning.